Welcome back. We are a couple of weeks away from the 8th annual Quincy Porch Fest Music Festival. So Walter Hubley and a newcomer to the program, but not to the city, Savannah Balcom, are here to tell us all about it. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to see you, Walter, as always. And Savannah, nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
For the first time, hopefully not the last, though, as well. Walter, why don't we dive right into it? So it's the 8th annual this year.
Yeah, we
skipped a year for
COVID, so you know we get a pass on that one.
Yeah,
it's our eighth annual, and we're excited to pull this together. It's coming together very well. As I've said before, the Porch Fest is really all about building community and also highlighting local musicians.
Period. End of story. It's hard stop, right?
That's the mission.
Yeah, Saturday, right. June 28th, 2 to 8 p.m.
Yep.
And I mean, it's changed over the past 8 years, but it remains the same as well, right?
It changes slightly. Like, so this year we decided to start it an hour early and end it an hour earlier, and that was mainly because it's still light out around 9 o'clock here in this time of the year.
Yeah.
However, when there's like an overcast day, it can be a little darker than we'd like. So just for safety reasons, we made it end a little earlier, start a little earlier, just so it's still light out as it gets a little later. Yeah.
Things that haven't changed, though, are the locations.
Yep, we're still in Wollaston Hill, but we are moving a little bit more into Forbes Hill, those two side-by-side hills. We've got a couple more over in that direction this year. But largely the same, Wollaston Hill, Forbes Hill area, Marymount, and then Squatom.
Yeah. Things that have changed, though, are the number of bands that participate now as compared to the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, we're well over 100 bands right now, and I'm halfway through the social media posts and halfway through the website updates, and every time I get an available half hour, I just try to bang away at it and try to get it all done. And the scheduling team is working hard to make sure that all the bands can meet the schedule that we plug them into and that everything works out. There's a lot of volunteers to coordinate with to get that all put together.
Sure. Any bands been with you for every single festival, do you know?
Oh, goodness. There's a number of bands that have been with
us.
Tokyo Tramps with us almost every year.
Yeah.
Your Buddy's Band, which another band's been with us through several years. Yeah, a lot of repeat bands and a lot of new ones.
Yeah. So obviously the folks that do participate enjoy it and get a lot out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's become just a fun thing. You know, a lot of the bands have gotten to know the porch hosts since they often request to go back to the same porch and so forth. So it's been a good experience.
Speaking of
porch
hosts, Savannah. You are a porch host for Porch Fest Quincy.
Yeah, since 2021 when we moved to Quincy. We decided that when we moved in, it would be a great opportunity for us to meet some folks in the community. So we've been hosting since. This will be our fifth year.
Okay, and how's the experience been for you?
It's been great. Yeah. So like Wally said, we've had some repeat. We had Boom Vang twice, Kevin Teresa. And you know, we've just built community.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to come together in different ways. We just recently at my daughter's daycare, her party at daycare last week, one of the families that goes to her daycare that also lives in our neighborhood said, "Oh, we can't wait to come to Porch Fest." And you know, last year your house was kind of a hub. So that was kind of great to hear that it's catching momentum and people are noticing, and you know, the multi connections between her school and the neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's really the heart, Walter, right, of what Porch Fest is. It's a local community, you know, neighbors getting together with their neighbors, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the goal of it from the start. I mean, we do want to, of course, we're very thankful for the bands that give of their time and talent, and we want to make sure that they're highlighted and get a great audience, but it's also about having neighbors get to know each other, because, I mean, I've said this before, and I guess I'll repeat it again, which is, music is one of those things that's very powerful. It can help people who might not otherwise have anything in common find some way to connect and get to know each other through the shared experience of music. So it's a very powerful way to bring people together.
Absolutely. And many, many ways you may be living next to the person for many, many years and never have met them until a Porch Fest event, right?
Yeah, we actually hear that a lot.
Is that right?
Until I hosted a band, we never really got to know too many of our neighbors, or you know, not as many. But on the day of Porch Fest, everyone shows up on your front lawn.
Yeah.
Hangs out, and next thing you know, you find you both like jazz, and that's just something more to talk about.
Yeah. I guess we should give a little history of how Porch Fest got started, because it's not just Quincy, it's a national phenomenon now, right?
Yeah, I can give the quick rundown.
Yeah.
So it started in 2007 in Ithaca, New York.
Yeah.
My wife and I actually visited Ithaca, New York, to attend the Porch Fest after we started ours. But yeah, so it's been spreading around North America and even in other continents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all over the place. And if you go to porchfest.org, the general site, it actually lists all the different locations that run Porch Fest. And myself, I've helped out in Hull to get theirs started. I helped out in Milton to get theirs started, and a little bit in Dedham as well. So I've been, you know, the Porch Fest organizers tend to collaborate and reach out to each other, because when you're doing it for the first time, there's a lot of moving pieces.
I'm sure, the scheduling logistical matrix that you have going on, right, between bands and porches
and volunteers. Well, it's like the old TV guide. Remember that? You're looking at it, you're like, okay, if I put this band on this street here, I can't have it at the same time as this other band.
We don't want the plane to get, exactly.
Yeah. And it looks like we do try to be very thoughtful, because not just because we knew what we were doing, but in that first year we made some mistakes. You know, first year we had a punk band right around the corner from the Quincy Symphony Orchestra, and we put them all at the same time, and you couldn't hear the orchestra, so I had to run down the street and move their schedule around a little bit. So,
Knowing folks in the symphony, I'm sure they got a big kick out of that.
They rolled with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That sounds like something you couldn't anticipate, but something you learn from, right?
You learn. Yeah. We now ask more questions when people sign up, like, okay, how loud is your band? And we give them like a 1 to 5 scale, and it takes a lot of work.
Do you have an acoustic guitar or an electric guitar, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it makes a big difference.
Sure.
And then you have to make sure that depending on the size of the band and how big the porch is or whatever the venue
too,
is. It's all kinds of things you need to think about. So it seems like a very simple thing to organize, but it's a lot.
Sure, absolutely. Savannah, I'm curious, how did you first learn about Porch Fest?
So I think one of our neighbors across the street actually mentioned, oh, are you guys, you know, going to attend Porch Fest? And I think Stephen and I, being new to the neighborhood and having a huge porch, one of the biggest ones
on the hill.
Oh,
convenient.
Yeah, we're feeling a little bit of pressure, like, oh, everybody loved the previous owners. Maybe that was a soft nod to we should be volunteering.
That's like buying the house that does the big Christmas decorations.
Yeah, so we felt like we had big shoes to fill. So we actually decided to do it for that reason, and then also a calling that I felt my late father actually loved music, lived for live music, and we felt like it was like kind of a way to bring him into the community a little bit as well, and even more so now that we have our daughter, it's like kind of we talk about him and how he would love this, and so it's kind of fun.
That's nice.
But yeah, so I got into it kind of because we felt a little bit of pressure that with a porch we should be doing it for the community.
Look at all this great covered space we have.
Yeah, it felt like a shame, like a waste to, you know, because we were going to participate and attend whether or not we hosted, but to have that porch, it felt like a shame to waste it.
It is a beautiful porch. It's like the perfect setting.
Yeah. So, it's a big porch.
What neighborhood are you in?
Wellston.
In Wellston, okay. So you're only here in the city for 4 years?
Yeah, so we moved in 2021.
Oh, you're a newcomer.
Yeah, so this will be our 5th year. And before that, we were in the North End of Boston.
Oh.
I think we were in the North End for 14 years.
Okay.
Right on North Street. It was really nice to be able to walk and get Italian food whenever we wanted.
Yes.
But it's also really nice to have a big old house
and
have parking and not have to walk to do laundry.
Yeah, so. There's that too. What brought you to Quincy?
Well, Quincy was proximity-wise really close for my husband's job. So the Red Line, Wollaston station's a real plus for that. And, you know, we have a family history in Quincy. So, you know, that is also kind of nice to know. So, yeah.
Sure. And how's the experience been for you?
We love it.
Yeah.
We do. Our family lives on the Cape, so we zip down to the Cape pretty easily all summer, it's really close to work, and there's so many parks and just nice community events like Porch Fest, like Flag Day. We really love all of the community that it has to bring. It's like a big city, small community feel.
I hear it all the time, absolutely, for sure. So, Walter, we should get into the logistics, I guess, of what happens on June 28th from 2 to 8 p.m.
Yep, sounds good. So, we've got over 100 bands between Marymount, Wollaston, Hill, Forbes Hill, and Squanum, sorry. And for food, we have, I just want to make sure I got my notes here correctly. So, Georgie's Greek Tervina. It will be over on Teresa Road. Mm. We'll have the Assembly Restaurant, actually right outside of Savannah's house. And they'll be selling food and beer. And they'll also be selling the Porch Fest beer, which I'll talk about a little bit as well. In Marymount, we're going to have Aroma Pizza and Black Creek Barbecue, who will also be selling beer and Porch Fest beer together. Let's see. Yeah, so that's kind of the rundown.
Okay, all right.
The schedule will be put on the website. This is the biggest question we get, and we get it constantly. Because we have so many reschedules, changes, moving pieces around, we don't usually put the schedule out because it's going to change until about 4 or 5 days before the event. Usually on the Monday or Tuesday, it'll go on the website, and we'll do an email and social media blast to let everyone know that the schedule's ready. And then it'll change 2 more times, but that's okay.
Okay.
And I want to say, so we have a longtime volunteer that was helping us out from year one, Stacey LeMay. She did a great job over the year managing Squanum, but unfortunately this year she wasn't able to make the time to chip in. She's been doing it for a long time. Mm. We really appreciate it. And so between myself and Kathy, my wife, as well as Bill Lebo, who manages Marymount, we're just kind of all chipping in to help fill in the blanks at Squanum.
That's
so, the website posts aren't going up as fast as they have in previous years, and but we'll get it done.
All right.
It's a lot of work. So,
is there still opportunity for bands to participate?
If we have some cancellations, possibly. Okay. But right now, we've got the schedule pretty much filled up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And do you need any more porches?
No, right now I think we're good.
Wow.
But
okay.
Yeah, maybe if there are people who still want to try to get in, we can try to fit them in if we can match a band with their porch or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Or get on the list for next year, perhaps.
Exactly. Yeah. We always have some late cancellations. Things happen.
Sure.
Anytime you're trying to organize 110 or 20 bands, with each of which have, on an average 3 to 5 members, there's always something that comes up.
Yep.
So yeah.
And I'm guessing in terms of musical genre, the whole gamut again?
Yeah. Yeah, everything from the Atlantic Youth Orchestra to the Atlantic Youth Jazz Band on the school side. But then there's, just a whole, whoever shows up is going to be playing bluegrass up on the hill again. And yeah, so a great, great range of artists.
Excellent. It's a great venue, too, for up-and-coming musicians, right, to showcase their talents.
Yeah, and when you're a musician, especially when you're in a band, the more you play, the better you get, the tighter things get.
And being a musician yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so the more times, the opportunities to get to perform, and practicing is one thing, but to be up in front of an audience is a whole new level. And I think it's great that bands get the opportunity to just try things out and get tighter as a band.
Yeah. Any original music for Porch Fest, has been born in the past or coming up this year?
There are a few collaborations that are, they particularly get together for this event and don't play otherwise.
Gotcha.
But I'm not aware of any specific songs or content they've created in that way.
Okay. You never know. It's only 8 years old. So
true. Give us time.
Things could happen. Are you hosting a band at your place?
No, my next door neighbor is.
Okay.
And they just moved in. They literally just moved in and finished renovating their house. And they walked over and they said, "What's this Porch Fest thing?" And so
maybe they felt pressure. the previous owners.
I will neither confirm nor deny that they had any pressure.
Walter patrols the neighborhoods looking for porches and then knocks on doors.
Right? I look for new people to come in.
That's right.
From their previous owners.
So Porch Fest has its own beer.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, so thank you for the segue.
Yes.
Yeah. So Brick Rock Brewing has been a great supporter. They'll sell our shirts for us at the location. So if you want to buy your Porch Fest shirt.
2025 Porch Fest shirt right there.
Yeah, you can go to Brick Rock Brewing. And we're also, they make a special beer for us each year. And this year is no exception. We're having a beer release party on Friday night from 6 to 9.
This
tonight.
Okay.
So this is on live. So anyone who hears this now can show up tonight. We'll be selling shirts. Black's Creek Barbecue will be selling barbecue. There'll be some live music.
Oh.
I'm spacing out on who's performing tonight.
That's okay.
But yeah, and there'll be a crowd of us there just to kind of celebrate and pregame, if you will.
Okay. Get you in the mood, as it were.
Yeah, and a portion of the proceeds from the beer sales go to help pay for Porch Fests. And we have a lot of signage, print materials, website, all kinds of things we need to pay for, porta potties.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the money aspect of it, because it's free to attend, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Break Rock's been really great at doing lining up with us, not only for the beer release, but also helping out with some money to help pay for things. And then there's the Mass Cultural Commission that we get a grant from each year. And those are our two sources.
Yep.
We also have a couple of neighbors that routinely donate every year.
Nice.
We just get a check because they, maybe already have too many t-shirts and they just want to help out.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, that's kind of how we fund it. And t-shirt sales are a huge part of how we fuel paying for everything. That's the majority of how we pay for the porta potties and all the things you need to have in place.
So now logistically, in terms of like parking and, the bus routes, trash collection, things like that.
Exactly. So this is all happening in someone's neighborhood.
Yeah.
So if you're bringing anything, by all means, please, pack it up and take it with you. And try not to park in front of neighbors' driveways. All of our areas are on public transportation.
Okay.
So it's great to use public transportation. Another way to do Porch Fest is go on a bike. I have some friends who do it every year. They hop on the bike and they go around the neighborhoods and they go from neighborhood to neighborhood. That's a great way to do it. And also, of course, you know, it'll still be light up, but we put up our signs saying drive carefully in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
But as always, please drive carefully because there's going to be a lot of people on the streets and a lot more than usual. So always like to do that for housekeeping. Also, one thing I also wanted to mention is a lot of families in the neighborhoods where we have porch fests take out block party permits, and it's a great way if you are concerned about and you have a lot of kids on your street, for example. Just go to our Porch Fest website. Mm-hmm. It'll link to the city's website with an application, and you can take out a block party permit, pick up some barricades, and put them on the end of your street. And a lot of families do that, a way of blocking off just a few streets so that they can let the kids run around and not have to think about the cars navigating around.
Just making it safer,
Exactly. And unless you're a guest, Porch Fest is going to be over at 8 o'clock this year, and so unless you're a guest in the neighborhood, it's always good to go somewhere else. And for that reason, we're working with a couple of local restaurants and bars to do sort of an after party idea. So, and it'll all be on social media and on the website, but Break Rock, it will be a location, the Poor Yard, the Assembly, they're all gonna have live music from 8 until 10. And so if you're not done with your day of live
the
music,
after party.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay there.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so it's a great after, and you can also pick up your shirt at those locations.
Okay, and I know I ask every year, but no rain date.
No, as I say before, we're from New England, we're just gonna gut it out. A lot of the porches are covered. I'm sure some bands would be concerned about getting their equipment wet, and we totally understand that.
Sure.
So if there will be cancellations if there's rain, but we just forge ahead.
All right. Thank you both. Savannah, welcome to Quincy.
Thank you.
It's only 4 years, so you're a newcomer. Please come back.
Of course.
All right. Thanks, Walter. Good to see you again.
Yep, you too.